Good morning and welcome to day one of Morning Motivation. I'm Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping people live better every single day. What we're going to talk about today is how to set your goal the right way. And this is important because now is a time of year when most people are talking about New Year's resolutions. And what is a resolution? Really, it's just a goal around what you want to accomplish in the upcoming year. So it's important that you set your resolution or goal the right way so that it's designed for you to achieve it. So how do we set a goal? Well, there's an acronym that we use to set a goal the right way, and it's called making your goal SMART. SMART is an acronym that stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely. So what you should do right now is think about the goal that you want to achieve in the upcoming year. Maybe you have a pretty general sense of it right now. Perhaps you want to be healthier, happier, maybe you want to make more money. Whatever that idea you have is, you should apply the SMART acronym to it so that you can make that goal more likely for you to be able to succeed in accomplishing that goal. So let's take an example of taking an idea of what a lot of people want to do in the upcoming year and making that goal SMART. So one New Year's resolution that a lot of people have is becoming healthier in the upcoming year. So being healthier is a great resolution to have, and it's a great goal to have. However, it's a little bit too vague to just say that you want to be healthier. So you should make it more specific. So let's say that maybe you have a few extra pounds that you want to lose. You can make your goal of becoming healthier more specific by saying that you want to lose weight. So that's applying the S in the SMART acronym to your goal, going from I want to be healthier to I want to lose weight. That's more specific. Next, you want to make your goal measurable. Now, losing weight is pretty easy because its weight is based on pounds or kilograms, so you can easily measure your success. So let's say if you have a little bit of extra weight on you, but not too much, and you want to say that I want to lose 20 pounds of fat. Fantastic. Now you've just made your resolution and your goal measurable. That's important because you'll be able to track your success along the way and know whether you've achieved your goal or not. Next, you want to make sure that your goal is achievable, okay? Now, if you're about 15 or 20 pounds overweight, you don't want to make your goal to lose 50 pounds because that's not going to be achievable. Also, you don't want to make your goal to lose 15 or 20 pounds a day for the next 30 days because that's not achievable. You'll get sick doing it. It's really not possible. I don't think anybody in the history of the human race has lost 15 to 20 pounds per day and remained healthy or actually became healthier by doing it. So you want to make sure that your goal is achievable. Next, you want to make sure that your goal is relevant. So losing weight is great, is a great goal to become healthier if you are currently overweight. However, some people struggle with anorexia or other problems where they're actually underweight. If that is you, you don't want to set a goal to lose weight because it will not be relevant towards your broader goal of becoming healthier. So make sure your goal is relevant. Last, you want to make sure it's timely. Set a date by which you will have achieved your goal. This is really important because what you'll want to do is track your progress along the way using the M in SMART, the measure, and you can determine by the time you've set your target date whether you've achieved your goal or not. So let's say you want to lose 20 pounds in the next 3 months, then you can set a plan and every month lose one third of that 20 pounds. So take your goal, make it SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely, and you'll be well on your way to improving your life in the upcoming year. Thanks for listening. I'm Dan Cassidy, and we'll see you next time on Morning Motivation.